from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. If you're sending your kids out to trick or treat today, especially the older ones, make sure you know if your town has a curfew. Many of them do, and the times range from 7 p.m. to as late as 9, but in general, kids under 18 have to be off the streets when the curfew takes effect. A new Rutgers-Eagleton poll finds 79% of registered New Jersey voters expect to cast a ballot in this year's election. Poll director Ashley Coney adds voters' outlook on the nation is bleak. About 70% say the U.S. has gone off on the wrong track.
Democrats' outlook is more split, but nearly all Republicans say the U.S. has gone off on the wrong track.
The poll shows a pretty wide margin of victory in New Jersey for Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris. A New Jersey woman is accused of faking her child's cancer treatment to delay her criminal case.
The Ocean County prosecutor says 37-year-old Alicia Campbell of Mays Landing was charged on Tuesday with forgery and similar offenses. Prosecutors said Campbell forged a letter from a doctor claiming her child was receiving treatments for leukemia in Texas. But prosecutors now say it was a ruse so that a judge would delay her ongoing criminal case. Campbell was charged in March 2023 with stealing $175,000 from the senior living community where she worked. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The New York Yankees season over after losing to the Dodgers last night at Yankee Stadium in the World Series. The Bronx Bombers jumped out to a 5-0 lead in part thanks to an Aaron Judge homer. However, the Bombers couldn't hang on and lost 7-6. They lost the series 4-1. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman has been named most valuable player after hitting 4 home runs in the series and picking up 12 RBIs. You can download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. New record warmth for trick-or-treating. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. You know, Halloween is one of the most important weather forecasts of the year for all the kiddos looking forward to working hard for their candy. And I'm happy to pass along the best possible news. Today stays completely dry, just like the rest of October, of course. It's also getting really warm out there. Highs near 80 degrees this afternoon, near record high temperatures, mostly sunny skies through most of the afternoon. We'll see some clouds roll in tonight. It's going to stay mild overnight, almost summer-like with lows in the 60s. And tomorrow, still warm in the mid-70s. Expect a brief shower in the morning, then breezy and clearing to sunshine. The cooler air comes into play this weekend. Saturday will be sunny, but highs scale back to the upper 50s to around 60. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Belvedere is 53. Old Bridge is 64. Burlington is 63. Weather brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Still having neck, back, shoulder, or leg pain? Let the physical therapists at Trinity Rehab help. With locations all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania and same-day appointments with no prescription needed to get started, check them out at trinity-rehab.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.